sometimes I feel that that pulls me out of my life, and I would rather be with the photographs than my life sometimes. Does anyone feel like that? It's weird because it's like, okay, well, the photographs wouldn't exist without you being in your life and making them. But there's something about, it's like a squirrel putting a bunch of nuts in their cheeks. It's just like, okay, take these pictures and that's enough. Okay, I want to kind of go away with them and be with them and like contemplate them when I don't have the space to be with these moments of life that I captured. I get fucking aggravated with my life. Are you making a home of watching your life instead of living it? That is what I feel that I can do. And that is where I get nervous. It's like, how can the very same tool that I use to be more in my life and be an active participant and digest it also be the thing that I can be using to pull myself away? But then also I think to myself, if it wasn't that, then it would be something else. That's honestly what I feel.
Help Me See is a podcast dedicated to the art of seeing. It's a space for the restless visionary with an insatiable desire to create the life and work you're meant for. My name is Bianca Leah Mora, and I'm a photographic artist, a mother, and a coach who's transformed my fear of loss into power, art, and philosophy. One of the scariest quotes I never want to say is, "I wish I knew at the time." But I truly believe that we have the innate ability to bring our wise 2020 hindsight to our now. You can deeply experience your nostalgia now while it's actually happening with no regrets. All you have to do is see. In this show, we laugh, we cry, we get inspired, we overshare. We have life-changing conversations around making meaning, self-discovery, and shedding all of the BS layers in order to reconnect to our own sacred vision. Seeing yourself is an essential key to living powerfully. You are the vessel, the lens that filters absolutely everything in your life. What are you filtering for? Whether it be conversations with fellow artists and visionaries or my solo audio journal style introspective ramblings, each episode is meant to feel like an exhale, an unraveling of truth, a moment for you to be able to put your finger on something that you haven't been able to for far too long. Come exactly as you are. It's perfect. Honor your instincts. Let's uncover some of the most important things in our lives, which all too often can slip out from our view. Let's commit to seeing and consciously creating what only you can in your one and only life. Let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Help Me See. Today, I want to talk about the dangers of a photograph. I posted something a couple of months ago about the danger of the photograph. And I said, it can deceive you with the illusion that you are being in your life rather than around it. This is something that I've personally struggled with. It's something that I feel, it's hard because I feel that my taking pictures is my gateway into my life. Like, it is the way that I touch it and like get inside of it. But also sometimes it can be my, I don't want to say shield. It's not, something about the work around making the photographs or the editing or whatever it is, or the time that I want to just be with the photographs. I think that's it. Yeah. The time that I want to just be with the photographs to like process and do something with them and, you know, make something and really simmer back in that. Sometimes I feel that that pulls me out of my life, and I would rather be with the photographs than my life sometimes. Does anyone feel like that? I would love to know. It's weird because it's like, okay, well, the photographs wouldn't exist without you being in your life and making them. But there's something about, it's like a squirrel putting a bunch of nuts in their cheeks. It's just like, okay, take these pictures and that's enough. Okay, I want to kind of go away with them and be with them and like contemplate them when I don't have the space to be with these, you know, moments of life that I captured. I get fucking aggravated with my life. And once again, in this book that I'm reading, I came across something that I think deeply relates. And again, this is Drinking from the River of Light, The Life of Expression by Mark Nepo. I say again, if you are a first-time listener to this episode or you haven't listened to any of the other ones, I often will read an excerpt of what I'm reading currently. And I've been reading excerpts from this for about 3 episodes now. Okay, let me read this and then we'll get into it. When we watch from the outside and think we are on the inside, we are misled into a prison of false living, where our insights might be accurate but counterfeit because we have refused to enter the life we are watching. This subtle but deadly distance between us and life can form a film over our understanding of life. This mental distance is exacerbated in our age by the flood of reality TV through which we vicariously think we're living while only watching others' lives. The honest life of expression is a timeless anecdote for watching. It brings us closer to the hidden light glimmering in all things. Our understanding of practice deepens with a constant pledge to enter life more fully. We learn to open our eyes in order to see, and we learn to open our heart in order to love. To do this, we need to watch, but to not make a home of our watching. At some point, we may even need to retreat from the world in order to be in the world. The way a chick matures in an egg in order to be born. In this way, the awakening of our soul is an apprenticeship that leads to the practice of being kind and useful in the street. Okay, so a note that I wrote off of that quote about to do this, we need to watch, but not make a home of our watching. That really smacked me in the face. And then I wrote in the margin, are you making a home of watching your life instead of living it? That is what I feel that I can do. And that is where I get nervous. It's like, how can the very same tool that I use to be more in my life and be an active participant and digest it also be the thing that I can be using to pull myself away? But then also I think to myself, if it wasn't that, then it would be something else. That's honestly what I feel. You know, with this traveling for work, so I'm recording this episode in San Francisco. I am away on work and I had a fucking horrible trip over. I woke up, who knows if it was like really bad anxiety that caused a migraine or the beginnings of a migraine that made me so anxious that I exacerbated it with my anxiety. But I was throwing up in the airport. If you have had migraines, you might just guess how horrendous it was to be in an airport with like all of these lights and all the announcements and all the, oh my gosh, it was so bad. I felt like a little kid. I just wanted to cry. I was scared, but I was already in a connection in Denver. So I'm like, okay, it would take the same amount of time to go home. I ended up finishing the trip. And I laid in bed until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon today. You know, it's so interesting. In my mind, I had this thought about how not only is it good for me to do this traveling for work for just more infusions of financial support for myself and the family, and you know, coming back to a place that I love so much, good and healthy for me to get that space, be more in my work, and you know, have that time, and you know, give myself a chance to have the space to miss the family. It's like every single time I go to leave, I start spiraling in anxiety. And, you know, I get all of these fears that pop up. It's just so interesting to me how as the days to my trip get closer, the amount of tenderness I welcome in to my reality. Like, it's like such a deeper appreciation than I get for even the chaos. I just start panicking. There's something about an end, even though it's usually not a permanent end. It drives this urgency. And I think that's why pictures inherently always carry that urgency, because it's always like, and it's gone, and it's gone, and it's gone, and it's gone. There's so many times where I see my son in like a strip of light, and I'm like, oh, look at that. And it's like gone. And like very rarely I'll try to like be like, wait, can you move back there? And I'm like, oh, it was just that second. So I think that the practice of photography, of picture taking in your life, like keeps us awake to this healthy, for the most part, healthy sense of urgency. I think I have a little bit of an unhealthy sense of urgency, but I recognize that it feels like that's what's going on every time I leave. And then I start spiraling and making it a thing about like, you know, is this wrong? Should I just not be leaving? Is this not for me? You know, and then come right now, it's almost midnight. And once I finally got out of my funk of hellish sorts, calling it a funk is like the understatement of the century. It was so bad. I just started editing and just listening to music and just being alone in this apartment. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is also heaven. Like, oh my goodness. Our bodies and our hearts and our minds can feel like we are dying when we're getting ready to do something that makes us uncomfortable. And there's like so many complex feelings around, you know, leaving and taking space and the guilt. And even if like cognitively you're like, hey, there's no need to feel guilt, but then there's this complex feeling that surely damnly resembles guilt. you know, and then I have all these grand plans about how, oh, I'm gonna finish reading this book, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna eat this, and I'm gonna do that. But I'm like laid up for 2 days straight, just paralyzed with anxiety and swarming head pain and all of that. And it's like, God, isn't this so frustratingly interesting? I just feel like life always showing us, and I think that the resisting it is what causes so much grief and so much heartache. So often when I'm having, like if I get a migraine or if I don't feel good, it's my anxiety about what this feeling is turned into that is making it worse. Regardless of whether it will get that way or not, most likely way more likely to get worse because of my anxiety. you know, just being with it would probably make it go away so much faster, right? Isn't it? I forget what the stat is. Like, if you just really sat feeling and like let it be, it could be gone in like 30 or 90 seconds or something like that. That's an invitation for this week. When you're in discomfort or something that you feel resistance to or stress or anxiety or whatever, let's experiment and see what happens if we just dropped all of our panic and all of our resistance and all of our trying to fix it and all of our worry about what's to come. And just, what if we just be with it for 90 seconds, whatever that means? I don't really know what that means. I have trouble with that. Bowie said that I have this like elusive feeling around feeling my feelings. Although it feels like I'm always in my feelings. I don't know. Weird. That's why I love photo editing so much. It feels like when I'm like working with a photo and like playing with it and molding it into different worlds, that feels like the closest I could ever get to like being with a feeling and in something and really, yeah, I don't know. Oh boy, did editing photos tonight really help me. Really, really, truly. Isn't it so funny how you can feel like you've put in so much work around something, like so much intentionality and due diligence and just effort to grow and move past something, and it feels like you stub your toe the wrong way and you just like right back at it, right back. You slipped all the way down that mountain. But really, it's just revisiting the thing that you're dancing with, of the thing that you're always contending with. I'll wrap by reading this one last paragraph from the previous page that I read before. It says, sometimes we get so lost in our practice and devotion that we forget that the goal is to get wet. There's much we can learn from watching, but observing at its best enlivens us to participate. The aim of watching the river of life is to join the river of life. Likewise, the goal of expression and writing in particular is to enter what the words point to. So where in your life do you feel like you're watching rather than living? No, I think we really need to sit with this question, as I don't think it's so obvious. I think sometimes we could turn to our photo scroll and look. And I think that we have this like innate understanding of like when we're taking a picture, because it's like a muscle memory thing, and when we're taking a picture because we're in this deeper seeing. So when you look at your photo scroll, where do you feel that you're passively in your life rather than engaging in it?
I need some time to simmer on this myself. I need some space and I need some time. And I wish the same for you. I look forward to picking this back up next week and checking in with you then when I'm home. And I wish you a beautiful rest of your day. Talk soon.
This has been an Awkward Sage production.